Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down. Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Hey, parents, we are back again. Parents Go to Parent Network is here to support you and take you on to the next level as you look at that recruiting athletic scholarship and get a better understanding of the recruiting process. We are here. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and I promise we're going to be here for the next hour and give you some good information. So if you got opportunity now, go ahead and get your pens and pencils and papers and start taking notes. Just like the kids get ready to come next week, next few weeks when the school get ready to start back up, it's time to start taking notes now. If you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. If you need to give us a call, have a question, Parent Coach and Parent Network is here for you. You reach us at 646-929-2416. You know, I always can't start my show without giving my man, Mr. Keith Wright, some props. Keith Wright, a student attending Harvard University playing basketball. Keith, where you at?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and when the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
As always, my man Keith Wright said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. Come on now, we need to adopt that motto and put that motto in the minds and hearts of our young student athletes, making smart cool. Again, this is the Parents Coach and Parent Network, PCP Network, and I'm your host, M.H. Scott. If you want to give us a call this evening, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. All right, I'm looking around to see if my co-host is up on the line, but evidently I don't see him out there. So, hey, on that note, we're going to move right along because the Parent Coach and Parent Network has just like that scholarship. Don't wait for no one. Time waits for no one. Things keep moving along. Parents, you got to be on board, and you got to understand what you're doing while you're on board. All right? You know, parents, I said we're going to start taking a different look at things and trying to take the Parent Coach and Parent Network in a new direction. But we are going to do that, and we're going to start addressing and bringing to the forefront some of these NCAA violations. But even before we get to that point, you know, there's still a whole lot of homework that we have to do as far as getting our athletes ready, getting our minds ready, because this is the time period. If your athlete is a senior going into his or her senior year this year, you need to get busy. You need to get busy. You need to start putting in work right now. Right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not at the end of the season. Right now. Time is of essence. You need to put that time in, put that work in. You know, make sure that your athlete is getting the best out of what he or she can get out of the process. If you don't, you're going to miss out. You miss out, okay, I hate to say it, it's nobody's fault but your own. I hate to put it that way. But, parents, if you want to give us a call, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. What we're going to talk about here this evening, parents, we're going to talk about a step-by-step checklist. A step-by-step checklist. I'm going to start at the ninth grade and work my way all the way down to high school seniors, okay? Starting at the ninth grade and work my way all the way down to high school seniors. So, I'm going to give you an opportunity. Go back there, get your pens, pencils, papers, pads, whatever you need while we run this commercial. When we come back off the commercial, be ready to start writing. Ninth grade checklist or step-by-step checklist, all right, things that you need to be aware of. But, of course, I got to give my family out there in Texas their props. Averagees, where you at?
High school students seeking a college athletic scholarship? Do you have questions concerning the college recruiting process? Have you asked yourself any of these questions? Who do I contact for a scholarship? What are the rules concerning athletic recruiting? What schools are best for me? Apogees.com allows high school athletes the tools to showcase their athletic skills to college coaches. Go to Apogees.com. That's APOGEEZS.com. They will help you navigate the college recruiting process for free. Apogees, the right college, right choice for the right student athlete.
All right, that's my family from great state of Texas, Averagees. They are a free recruiting process. They're out there to help the student athletes and the parents get a better understanding of the recruiting process and help you work towards that athletic scholarship. Athletic scholarship, Averagees, out of Texas. They are part of Parents Coaching Parent Network. Well, parents, I did say I'm going to try to do a step-by-step checklist. Now, this step-by-step checklist is some things that Parents Coach and Parent Network want to put on your calendar or put in your mind so you start thinking about things that you need to do to get your athletes ready, okay? So this is not a hard and fast checklist or a must-have, must-do checklist. This is a checklist to get you to start thinking about or getting you in the right perspective of that athletic scholarship. Okay, first thing that we want to tell you, start putting together a list of schools. And we're talking ninth grade. Coming out of eighth grade, if you know that your athlete is sincere about it, start putting together a list of schools. How many schools you want to put in your list? I would say roughly somewhere between the number of 40 to 50. Somewhere between the number of 40 and 50 schools. You put that list together, and then you start looking at that list. Now, when you're putting that list together, there's some of the things that you want to think about. Does that school offer the courses or the major that your athlete is thinking about? Does that school offer the major that your athlete is thinking about? Now, we got to keep in mind on the realistic side that at that point in their careers, mindsets, half the time they ain't thinking about what's going on in the next 10 seconds. Not to put any pressure on them and try to help them think about what's going on the next 5 years from now, what's going on in the next 10 seconds. So you want to look at a school that has a couple different majors that give them some flexibility. So therefore, they can look at maybe if they want to pursue architecture or if they want to pursue engineering or if they want to pursue veterinarian or if they want to pursue business, mass communication, whatever the case may be. You want to look at a couple different schools that offer them particular courses or them particular program. So you want to put together, like I said, 40 to 50 schools. Why so many? We'll get to that point. but you want to put together a list of 40 to 50. And then once you start putting together that list, then you start thinking about, okay, like I said, you got the list. You know what programs are offered at that school. Okay, now you want to start looking at the sports programs at that school. Is the sports program at that school, at them schools, something that you want to be involved in? Don't look at the coach. Look at the sports programs for that school. Does that school offer that particular program? Is that particular program somewhere that you can actually fit into and be a valuable part of that coach's program? Now, this is for our young men just as well as our young women. So you want to take a look at that and see whether or not you can get involved in that program. All right? And we can talk about the schools and selection of the schools and identifying things that will draw you more towards the school. And I'm not talking about coaches, and I'm not talking about the big name of the school, all that stuff you got to put on the back burner, because if that particular school is realistically looking for you, that particular school will be coming after you. All right? If that particular school is looking for you, that particular school will be coming after you. All right, next thing you want to think about, we have a list of schools. We want to establish some type of communication with the school. You know, start getting some literature from the school, reading up on the school, get a better understanding, talking to folks that have attended that school. You know, just got a feel for what that school will be able to offer you. If that school doesn't have anything to offer you, then maybe you want to step back, okay? Maybe you want to step back. If that school seems to have everything that's in your realm or in your mindset, then again, like I said, can't think 10 seconds past what they started talking about, then you want to go ahead and pursue that. All right. You have identified the school. You have identified courses at the school. Identified your potential major later on down the line. So now you think that this is a possible school that he or she can fit into. You looked at the program. The program will have a guard that's graduating in about 3 or 4 years, and that's a spot you can possibly slip into. Or the program will have a tackle or lineman or goalie, if we talk to soccer, that's graduating in a few years, that's a potential spot that you can fit into. So you're starting to learn a little bit more about the school, starting to pick up some interest about the school. All right. Now, if you get to the point where you really want to know, like I said, you start to establish some type of communication with the school, start reaching out to the school, write to the coach. You can write to the coach. You can call the coach. You can get involved and have interaction with the coach as long as you initiate that interaction, okay? The coach is not going to legitimately recruit you, but the coach will give you an idea, can give you an idea of what he or she have going on and what he or she's program is all about. Then you want to start looking at trying to market yourself towards getting to them particular schools. How do you do that? That school may offer a particular camp or clinic or all-star game or something of that nature, then that's when you start going ahead and attending the different events. And once you start attending the different events, now you get a little bit more visibility. Now the coach has the opportunity to see you. So now you're starting to market yourself. Yes, we're still talking about ninth grade. We are still talking about ninth grade. Next thing you want to do, you want to check yourself and make sure that you're on point as far as your academics is concerned, and you are on point to graduate. All this is senseless if you're not in line to graduate. If you ain't in line to graduate, then we're having a mute conversation. But you want to make sure that you take a look at that and make sure that you are online to graduate. Next, you need to make sure that you meet the NCAA initial eligibility requirements. Start looking at that sliding scale. Start looking at the GPA. Make sure that you are still an amateur. And what I mean by that, and we can talk a whole lot about that later on down the line, but making sure that you are still an amateur and you haven't been paid for any of your athletic talents. Okay, that basically covered what can take place in the 9th and 10th grade. That basically can take place what could take place in the 9th and 10th grade. Moving on to the 11th grade, okay? You want to register to start taking the SAT and the ACT. Either or you can take both, whatever is comfortable for you. Okay, remembering one is a little bit longer than the other. One may be considered a little bit harder than the other. One follows a high school curriculum. The other one doesn't. One has more math on it. The other one doesn't. So, remember, SAT, 50% of it is math. 25% of the ACT is math. Your choices are out there. Your options are out there. You also want to look at registering for the Eligibility Center. Registering for the Eligibility Center. Get that registration in. So, therefore, when you do take your SAT or your ACT, all your scores and things of that nature are being kept on file at the Eligibility Center. How are they being kept on file? Because when you get ready to take that test and you log in or you put your code in there, whether or not your information is being received, you want to send your information to code 9999. You'll hear that from time in, time out, then make sure you just keep that in mind next time you sit down and take the test. You want to sit down and talk with your guidance counselor because your guidance counselor may offer you something to your advantage, and that being a waiver so that you don't have to pay to take the NCAA, the SATs, or the ACT, or you don't have to pay to register for the Eligibility Center. If you do, the prices are somewhere in the amount of anywhere between $50 to $75. I think currently, the prices are going up to, I believe, registering for the Eligibility Center is going to be $65, and I think for international students, it may be $75 or $80, somewhere around there. Right off the top of my head, I can't recall, but I know I do have that information around here somewhere. Again, parents, if you ever want to reach out to us, you can reach us at 646-929-2416. If you have any questions, you're sitting on the Internet and you're listening to the show, you can hit us up at 646-929-2416. Okay. Another thing that you want to make sure that you stay on top of is your transcript. And see, once you register with the Eligibility Center, you start getting a copy of your transcript, or if you can get access to your transcript, unofficial copies of your transcript. That way you know whether or not you are actually online or on track to graduate and on track to be initially eligible for the NCAA requirements. You want to get that transcript. Take a look at the transcript and make sure that you meet all the requirements. If you don't meet all the requirements, then you need to start putting in some extra work, and we can also help you there as well. Parents, all this information that most of it that I'm talking about, you can find that in the Guide for College-Bound Student Athletes. Go to the NCAA.org site, and you can find that on there. If you can't find that on there, or if you can't find the site, hey, shoot me an email at pcphr@aol.com, pcphr@aol.com, and I can get you electronic of the Guide for College-Bound Student Athletes. Guarantee you, get a chance to read through that. That'll give you an enlightened, broad perspective of what you need to do. All right. Well, for the most part, I covered a lot of stuff that can take care of the 11th grade. In 11th grade, you're really putting in a whole lot of work. You're out there marketing the student athlete. You're making sure that you are getting time in and getting visibility in front of different coaches, whether or not you're sending out your tapes or whether or not you are actually attending different events throughout the country to get that visibility, because it's all about marketing. And just like I was talking with the coach just the other day, Coach A out of Texas as well, and she talked about also establishing that solid communication link. That solid communication link is a big-time piece with you and college coaches. So We're going to go on and talk about what's in your senior year as well. And talking about your senior year, and that's basically going to wrap things up. But what I want to do before I hit the senior year, I got to give my man, Mr. Al Woods, some props. Al Woods has another free recruiting service out of Cleveland, Ohio. And Al's been doing it for a number of years as well. He's been involved in the athletic scholarship process. He's also been an athlete himself, as well as Coach A, who was on the show with us the other day. Been an athlete for a long period of time as well. So, Al, where you at?
Dreams of playing in college, then Woods Recruiting has the answer for you. Exposure is the key to being recruited. If they don't know about you, then they can't recruit you. Woods Recruiting will develop a college recruiting plan to fit your needs of gaining exposure to college coaches. Since 1989, Woods Recruiting has helped thousands of high school athletes get recruited and placed in college. Visit our website at woodsrecruiting.com. Woodsrecruiting.com. See for yourself.
Welcome.
All right, that's woodsrecruiting.com, woodsrecruiting.com. Mr. Al Woods is definitely out there to assist you as well there, parents. And he's, like I said, he's been doing it for a number of years. Well, let's talk about the senior year, your 12th grade year. Okay, you're continuing to get some exposure. You're attending different camps and clinics and things like that. You've already registered with the clearinghouse, because if you wait until your senior year to register with the clearinghouse, you're behind the power curve. I'll keep saying that to you. Clearinghouse, eligibility center, all the same place. I get caught up in the old school terminology, and I say clearinghouse, which is actually the eligibility center. At the same time, you've had a chance to take a look at your transcripts. You've put together some decent highlight films, and hey, if you ever decide to send Coach an update on your highlight film, you can continuously send that highlight film in for an update. Continuously send it in for an update because you know, he wants to see your game. He wants to see your game, and I'll tell you a little something about coaches when they start looking at films and tapes. You know, oftentimes, parents, we make the mistake of sending in that tape that shows all of the good pieces, highlight footage of our student athlete. We'll send in a tape that has everything in it that the athlete has done that we thought was the right thing for him or her to do. You know, the child scored 6 touchdowns in a game and everything else. But yet and still, we got to remember, coaches want to see the whole entire game. I'm going to tell you something about that here in a second as well. But coaches want to see the whole entire game. They want to see if the athlete made a mistake for the high school coach, he want to see why. Why did he make that mistake? You know, that could have been something that gave him some better insight to how the athlete actually performs. You know, so he wants to see the whole entire game. So don't just design your highlight tape just to be the perfect game or the perfect reel, perfect clips. No, that's not realistic. Coaches want to see the good and the bad, right? That way they know what they got to work with or what issues they may be faced with or whatever, all right? Also, when you talk about the highlight tape, you know, I talked with some parents about this. Me and Coach A, we had this conversation one time before. Me and the family from Apogee's, we also had the same conversation. You know, oftentimes parents, they make a highlight tape and say, for example, they're shooting a volleyball game. They got a wide screen, wide angle lens out there, and they're catching the whole entire game. You want to catch or you want to focus on your athlete's movement, your athlete's motions, your athlete's on a different individual plays. You know, it's not important to show everybody else on the team or everybody else that's on the field or everybody else that's on the court, because you may show some other athlete out there on the field or the court, and guess what? Now that coach is interested than that athlete, and guess who he's going to call instead of your athlete? He's going to call the other person. So during your senior year, you want to continue on with your movement. You want to continue on making sure that you get marketed if you haven't already committed to a particular team. You should be already registered with the Eligibility Center. If you're already registered with the Eligibility Center, then your high school coach has the okay to send in a copy of your transcript, and they will send in your final transcript at the end of your senior year. So you want to make sure all these things are done. You know, now I kind of like jumped around, but if you really realistically look at what I just did, I went from ninth and 10th grade all the way through to your senior year. Biggest thing is identifying your schools, making sure that the schools offer what your athlete is there for, making sure that your athlete actually fits into that program. And we can talk about coaches and all that other kind of stuff later on, but that's a whole nother story, a whole nother subject, a whole nother conversation, okay? But you want to check all them blocks that we talked about earlier. Okay, parents, I see that we ain't having any callers this evening. So the Parent Coach and Parent Network is going to slowly wind down. And the way we wind down, we got to close out with my man, Mr. Keith Wright. You know, but anytime you want to come up, we're up again on Thursday. And you can reach us at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416 on the Parent Coach and Parent Network. All right? But we're going to close out on Mr. Keith Wright, because Keith always know what to say. And I say one thing that Keith brings to the table, he knows how to make smart cool. Where you at, Keith? Close us out.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Okay, as my man, Mr. Keith Wright, always say, he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. That's how he do. All right? So on that note, the Parents, Coach, and Parents Network say, we out. Enjoy your evening. Even more so, prepare yourself for this big weekend coming up. And be safe. Come back. Be ready to do your thing there, athletes. Be ready to do your thing. Because we're out there. We're watching you. We're there to help you. We're there to support you. And parents, trust me, we got your back. Parent Coach and Parent Network is out. Have a good evening.